This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
Tech support, how can I help?
Don't hang up.
I'm not going to.
Please promise me you'll stay on the line.
That's kind of the idea of my job.
Where are you? Where have I called into?
You're through to internet tech support. I'm in my office. Is there an issue I can help you with?
You're in an office. Right, okay. And you're not going to hang up. You did promise that, remember?
Yes. Are you okay, miss? Do you need some kind of help?
No, I'm going to start saying some crazy things, and I really need you to stay on the line.
Okay. Can I know what kind of crazy things?
What's your name?
That isn't crazy.
I know, I just kind of wanted to build up to it, and I'd like to know your name.
I'm Lewis.
Lewis, I'm Dana.
Nice to meet you, Dana. Do you have any problems with your internet?
No.
Then why did you call me?
I didn't mean to call you.
So, did you dial the wrong number, or...?
No. Right. Here's where it's going to get crazy. And you're just going to have to stay with me on this, okay?
Okay.
What year is it?
What year is it?
Yeah, tell me the year it is.
Why are you asking me that?
I told you, it's crazy, just humor me.
It's 2023.
Oh my god. I did it.
Why did you ask me that?
I know, it's bonkers. Let me try and explain.
Are you in the past?
What?
Are you, like, back in time?
Why would you say that?
I've got previous experience, trust me. What year are you calling from?
What do you mean you've got previous experience?
Just answer the question. Tell me where you're calling from. Is it before 2023?
No.
It's fine. Honestly, you can tell me.
I'm not calling you from before 2023.
So, you're in my time?
No, I'm not. I'm calling you from 2052.
Shut up!
What do you mean you've got previous experience?
You're actually in the future. No way!
Why did you ask if I was in the past?
You're not having me on. This is real. You're actually in 2052.
Why are you so okay with this?
Because I've done this already. I spoke to this guy in the past, in 1989.
You are kidding me.
No, I spoke to him for like a few days. Callum, his name was. Good guy.
Well, that's it. You just spoke to some guy in the 90s and you're okay with that?
Well, I was freaked out at the time, but we ended up chatting, getting to know each other.
And where is he now? Where did he go?
Well, he's gone. He was back in the 90s. Haven't heard from him since last year.
Last year?
Yeah. 2052. And now I'm speaking to you. If you're not lying to me. If you're actually talking to me from 2052.
Yes, I am.
And you sound pretty okay with it. So is this something that's normal where you are?
No. It's pretty far from normal.
Well then, how has this happened? Was this an accident?
Not an accident. Listen, let me try to explain. I'm a research physicist. I work in this independent lab in Glasgow, and I haven't quite made my mind up about this yet, but I think I might have been responsible for your time travel call with this Callum guy.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Is everyone physicists in the future? Is everyone really smart, like working in labs?
No, obviously not.
Do you have like robot arms attached to you?
No, I don't need bionics. I've got my own arms.
What's the weather like where you are? Rough? But like, is Dundee underwater yet?
No, listen, I don't have time to answer these...
Why are you calling me? What are you calling me on? Do you even use phones? Or are you just using something like Alexa?
Oh, wow. You're still using Alexa? Retro. No, I'm just using my lab's data droid. But now, can you please just stop speaking for a second?
Oh, no. Come on. You can't say the words data droid and not expect me to ask what it is. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I have so many questions.
No dumb questions. I'm the scientist here, okay? I'll be asking the questions. You're just like the lab rat in all this, okay?
Whoa, hey.
Right, yes, sorry, I didn't mean to call you that.
I'll just hang up then.
No, you said you wouldn't do that.
Well, if you're just going to be rude.
I didn't mean it as an insult. I work with lab rats all the time. They're cute.
I'm not a rat.
I just meant you're like my assistant. Now, tell me more about this call to the 90s. How did it happen?
It came through randomly, like you did.
It went through your telephone?
Yeah, there was this thing downstairs. It got into our signals.
What thing?
I found it in my basement. I'm pretty sure it's what was connecting us.
What did it look like?
Round and floppy. We called it the donut.
You called it the donut?
Yeah. It sounds stupid when you say it like that, but yeah, it looked like a donut. And then Callum figured out it was actually a wormhole.
He figured that out?
Yeah, because he could see it in his basement too. We were both in the same building, you see, just in different times. Oh, wait a minute. Where are you calling from?
From my lab, I told you.
Yeah, but you said Glasgow. Whereabouts?
Oh, you wouldn't know. It hasn't been built in your time.
But give me an area.
Well, it's an underground laboratory.
Underground? Like, illegal?
No, it's literally underground. I'm in the basement levels of the Laxley buildings.
Yeah, of course! Laxley! You're in the exact same place I am.
Really?
Yeah! Me and Callum figured out we were in the same building, just in different times. He was calling from his flat when the buildings were apartments. Then they got turned into offices where I'm calling from. What are they now?
They're just a mixture of things. There's some offices, some co-living areas, and then you've got my labs underground.
Why are they underground?
Lots of places are underground. Makes sense with the toxicity level so high above ground.
Oh. That sounds scary.
But these wormholes, they were just floating there, unsupported?
Yeah. Well, I didn't see anything around them. I mean, it was dark, and there's spiders down there. But, like, I'm fine with spiders.
I created them.
You what?
I created the wormholes.
You made the wormholes?
I don't call them wormholes. They're space-time vortex anomalies.
That's a bit of a mouthful. Might as well just call it a wormhole.
Yes, I know, that's a sci-fi buzzword for them, but in my world, it's a little more technical than that.
But hold on, you made them? How on earth do you make a wormhole?
It's a bit hard to explain.
Oh, hard to explain to the lab rat, you mean?
Oh, have you studied much quantum physics in your life? What can you tell me about special relativity?
I know that those things exist.
Mm.
And a wormhole is a much better name for your stupid anomaly.
I've been working on this for years, okay? And I didn't know it works for real right until the moment I spoke to you.
How did you get through to me then?
I've been experimenting with the anomaly, tapping in with some different communication devices. I've been getting some signals. They sound like they're from the past, but I can't verify exactly when it is. I am pretty sure I spoke to Alexander Graham Bell.
Who's that?
Inventor of the telephone.
Wasn't that Isaac Newton?
No, he didn't invent anything.
He did. Wasn't it gravity?
You can't invent gravity.
You know what I mean? He wrote about it.
Right, well, but the point is, Graham Bell invented the telephone.
And you spoke to him?
I think it was the first call in history. But he couldn't really hear me. He got frustrated and hung up. You're the first person I've actually had a proper conversation with who can hear me.
Probably because we're both so close to the anomaly. You're in the building, underneath the... Oh, that's it. That's why the wormhole was in our basement. You literally made it underground, right in the same building.
Wait, what do you mean? You're saying your basement becomes my laboratory?
I guess so.
There's this disgusting yellow mould up in the corner. Did you have that?
Oh god, yeah. Is that still there?
Oh, and do you know what the numbers in the wall mean?
What numbers?
There's some numbers carved into the wall. Just wondered if you knew what they meant.
I haven't seen any numbers. It was probably builders, you know, for measurements.
No, builders don't carve measurements into the wall, though. They use a pen.
I'll check the next time I'm down there. It's pretty dark down there.
Can you still see the anomaly? Is it still in your basement?
Nope. We closed it. Callum threw some magnets in and it closed up.
Magnets won't have closed the anomaly.
Well, we got cut off, and I never heard from him again, so...
It might have temporarily weakened its output, but it's obviously opened up again if we're speaking right now.
Oh, shit, that's not good.
Why not?
Well, the donut tended to be a bit... explodey.
Explodey? How explodey?
It kind of leveled a building in 1999.
And your time?
Nothing yet, but thanks for opening it back up.
I didn't know there'd be earthquakes when I started all this.
Earthquakes? Plural? Like more than one?
Yeah, they're actually pretty common in my time. There was a big one down in Kent recently, wrecked loads of buildings. And there's been some in Scotland, small ones, nothing major. But the ones in Glasgow recently, they've been getting worse.
Is that to do with a certain anomaly appearing underneath the city?
Maybe. Or maybe it's because in your time you're still pumping copious amounts of carbon into the air. Get used to these kinds of things happening, okay? It's inevitable. You'll get floods, dust storms. We even had a Category 1 hurricane off the coast of the Shetlands.
A Scottish hurricane? Oh, get out of here.
I know, they named it Angus and everything.
Oh, that's so dumb.
But these particular earthquakes in Glasgow, I track the timings of them against the volatility data of my anomaly, and they match up. I think it's definitely me that's causing them. Whoops.
And you said they're getting stronger?
Yeah. There's a big hole in the ground, you know, in Glasgow Green? And one near the Science Centre. If I've calculated correctly, Glasgow's going to be one giant sinkhole.
Well, you have to turn it off. Your anomaly, you have to switch it off then.
That's the thing, I can't.
Why not?
It's self-replicating. It's kind of designed not to be turned off.
Why would you do that?
For science reasons, okay? But now you can help me. Now I know this works and you've actually seen the anomaly, I can find a way to close it for good.
No, I can't.
Why not?
I told you, I've done all this. I spoke to someone in another time, I had a big epiphany, I went on a bunch of holidays, and now I'm broke. I don't have time or the money for these time travel mess arounds. Find someone else.
But you're the only one I've got through to. What if I can't find anyone else?
Then it's not my problem. It's all future nonsense.
But it's your future. Look, this stuff clearly keeps happening to you, so the sooner you help me, the sooner you can be rid of it all.
How exactly are you going to stop it?
I don't know yet.
You are not a good scientist.
I'm a fantastic scientist, I'll have you know.
Why did you even do this in the first place?
Why?
Why did you decide to poke and prod? To hell with the consequences.
You wouldn't want to understand our known limits of time and space? The fundamental building blocks of our universe to change how we think about life itself?
Just admit you wanted to try and phone Einstein or something and it's just gone wrong.
It hasn't gone wrong.
No, you're right. Sinkholes in Glasgow sound totally normal.
Oh, you sound just like all the others. It can't be done. You haven't done the research. It's going to fail. Well, it works, doesn't it? We're speaking right now, you and me.
Then why are you asking me to turn it all off?
Well, maybe I've asked the wrong person to help.
Yeah, maybe. What do you mean I sound like the others?
This institute I used to work for, they kind of kicked me out. That's why I'm working in my own laboratory, alone. Maybe they were right. Maybe I should never have started all this in the first place.
Well, come on. I suppose building an interdimensional time portal is pretty cool.
But look what I've done. Look at the harm it causes, what it did to you. You know what? It's fine. This isn't your problem. You're right. I'll fix it on my own.
Whoa, no, hold on. Wait.
What for?
Just stay there a minute.
You'll help me?
I didn't say that.
Sounds like you want to.
I'll maybe help you, if you consider giving me one thing.
What?
Lottery numbers.
No.
No?
No.
Worth a shot. You sure?
Yes.
Football scores?
No.
Then tell me when Grey's Anatomy finally ends.
You'll find out.
Tell me who wins World War III.
Oh, it hasn't finished yet.
Oh, now we're talking. Have we landed humans on Mars?
Oh yeah, that's old news. Venus is the place to be talking about now.
Venus? Mm-hmm. No, isn't it toxic air?
Floating cities, mate. They're already building them.
Is all your food in pill form?
No, why would they be?
Seen it in a movie.
Do you want to eat pills all the time in the future?
If it fills my stomach.
I'm going to have to keep putting up with this, am I?
I've only just started, and yes, you will.
As long as it means you're agreeing to help me. Are you?
Where do we start?
Dial Up was written by Philip Catherwood, performed by David Hepburn and Amy Alexander. Music is by The Steve Experiment and artwork by AB Designs. Sound engineering is by Ivano Scafati and Matteo Mola. Special thanks to Brogan Wakely and Charlie Heyer for their continued time and effort. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Dial Up Pod for exclusive behind-the-scenes content and information about future episodes.